Well, good morning, everybody. It is 6:48. You never know who's going to stop by. Matt Higgins is the co-founder and CEO of SRE Ventures and vice chairman of the Miami Dolphins. But most importantly, this weekend, he is sitting in at the Shark Tank on the Sunday night episode.
How
good morning
cool.
there, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how exciting is this to be with the Sharks? You must have been a fan of the show in order to get on the panel, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's a prerequisite, but I definitely am a fan. I've seen every episode, and it's actually something I bond with my son over because he's not terribly interested in sports, but he would ask me every time I do a deal in my business, did I get a royalty deal? And I'd have to educate him that only Mr. Wonderful gets those, not in the real world. So I've been a fan my entire life, and I found my way out of Shark Tank.
Excellent. A dream come true. So what kind of ventures are you looking for Sunday night?
Well, I didn't come there to sit on my hands, and it's St. Paddy's Day, so I have to represent my Irish peeps. So I definitely mixed it up. I look for deals that I think have the potential to be a big company. One of the things I've learned in business and in life is small ventures and big ventures take almost the same amount of time. It's a dirty little secret. So I try to get behind something that I think can be truly big, even if it's in that early stage.
All right. So now you were a reporter at one time, so you know about the media. How do they treat the Miami Dolphins down in Miami? Do you get a fair shake from the media?
That's a fantastic question. Yeah, when I was a baby, I was a reporter, and then I became a press secretary for Mayor Giuliani post 9/11. So I've had a fair amount of experience with my friends in the Times and the Post and Daily News. And I always like to say that the Miami beat is nothing compared to the New York beat. I mean, honestly, everyone always feels victimized and treated unfairly time to time. I think I've been around a long time that I realize it all balances out in the end. But I find it's a lot easier to navigate Florida than it is New York City. And that's good because I cut my teeth here, so I feel I'm immunized from any of the blowback.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking some time to be with us today, Mike.
Yeah, well, I just had one more question. Are the Dolphins going to jump ahead of the Giants in the draft?
Now, you don't want me in charge of any of those types of decisions. So my role is totally on the business side. But by the way, if I told you anything, I'd have to kill you. So leave it at that.
All right. Just one more additional question. Who is your favorite shark?
I don't know. It's 6:50 in the morning. I have nowhere to go. So go ahead.
Who was your favorite shark when you did the show?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They all actually treated me really well, all kidding aside. Damon is from Queens. I grew up in Queens and Bayside, went to Queens College. But Lori has been the one I've always admired all my life. She's a phenomenal entrepreneur, had multiple inventions. And so she was on my top five reasons of why I wanted to get on the show. And we've actually become really close friends.
Well, you know, at home I have a message from Lori Grenier. She actually called my house one day. And that's one that I saved.
Was it a marketer, or was it
Yeah, I was trying to get my invention. Casey knows about this. My crazy invention.
Oh, the napper.
The napper. It's too long a story to get into, but it was shot down by Barbara.
I want to hear the 15-second pitch of the napper, because you can't articulate 15 seconds.
Well, you got to remember that it was like 15 years ago I first came up with the idea. It's a little device. It has three buttons, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. You hit one, and at that time, so you don't have to worry about the actual time. It's just a timer. It's like an egg timer for your bedside, because you don't want your phone there, because you're always getting messages and alerts going off.
I like that. That's actually a simple idea, and I always turn my phone into an airplane mode when I want some headspace, and then I set my timer on my phone. So, you might have been on something.
I thought so. And, you know, we wake up early in the morning, so the naps are important to us in the afternoon, so he had the napper idea.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about this show that I love, is that we're all sitting with an idea in our head at 2 in the morning. We all have the capacity to pursue a dream. Everyone has a unique idea. And the show is about helping people transcend and have the audacity to say, I'm going to go from an employee to an owner, from a dreamer to an inventor, and that's been the trajectory of my life. I came from nothing, dropped out of high school, and ultimately ended up where I ended up. So I like going back on the show and help people with ideas like the napper say, you know what, you might be able to pull this off.
Yeah, I thought like neon colors, glow in the dark, whatever. I mean, I had a lot of ideas, but I got shot down by Barbara Corcoran.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. That's life,
right? Thank you so much. Matt Higgins, right. We'll look for you on Shark Tank Sunday night, and we hope that the Dolphins do well, except when they play our New York Jets.
Fair enough. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks a lot. Matt Higgins, look for him on Shark Tank this Sunday night.